And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 18th of January, 2025. January 18th is National Peking Duck Day, a day invented to encourage people to eat ducks. The white Beijing duck, or Peking duck, is the bird that is traditionally roasted for this meal. The duck is killed at 65 days old, plucked, pumped full of air between the skin and the meat, soaked in boiling water, and skewered. He or she is then hung up to dry, glazed with sugar coating, and left for 24 hours to make their skin crispy. The bird is then roasted. The traditional Peking duck meal begins with a serving of their skin and a sugar dip. Next, thin pancakes are filled with the duck's tender meat. And finally, duck soup is usually made with the duck's bones, their neck, wing joints, and their feet. Ducks are raised and killed by the millions on well-hidden factory farms in order to make expensive delicacies for wealthy diners. Duck meat brings maximum profits to the industry and maximum suffering to the tortured birds. More than 31 million ducks are killed each year for their flesh. These beautiful animals, who are meant to swim, play, and forage, are deprived of all these natural behaviors when they are crammed by the thousands into dark sheds. Today, celebrate Peking Duck Day by leaving ducks alone. Instead, eat delicious vegan Chinese food. The publication of Unbelievably Vegan, 100-plus life-changing plant-based recipes by Charity Morgan was on this day in 2022. Whether you're new to plant-based eating or already a convert, when you cook vegan with Charity Morgan, private chef to elite athletes and rock stars, you may be leaving out the meat, dairy, and eggs, but you won't be missing out on the flavor and indulgence of all your favorite comfort foods. In her first cookbook, Charity lays out a plan for anyone who wants to eat less meat. Pulling inspiration from her Puerto Rican and Creole heritage, as well as from the American South where she lives with her family, Charity's recipes are full of flavor. Think smoky jambalaya, hearty jerk spice lentils with coconut rice and mango salsa, jalapeno corn cakes with chili lime maple syrup, and a molten, decadent, salted caramel apple crisp. Charity guides readers on how to use oyster mushrooms to stand in for chicken, and how to spice walnuts to taste like chorizo. She proves that vegan food can be fun, filling, healthy, and above all else, unbelievably delicious. And the publication of Think Like a Vegan, Embracing Ethics in a Plant-Powered World, by Amelia Lees and Eva Charalambides, was also on this day in 2022. According to reports, the number of vegans in the UK has more than quadrupled since 2014, and with the rise in plant-based foods and cruelty-free products showing no signs of stopping, Think Like a Vegan is a timely exploration of how vegan ethics can be applied to every area of our lives. Through a personal and often irreverent lens, the authors explore a variety of contemporary topics related to animal use, from the basics of vegan logic to politics, economics, love, and other aspects of being human. Each chapter draws you into a thought-provoking conversation about your daily ethical decisions that will open your eyes to a new way of living in a plant-powered world. And today in Cathedral Square in the city of Peterborough, England, from 10:30 to 4:30 is the Peterborough Vegan Market. The event brings together a huge variety of vegan street food vendors, artisan bakers, craft brewers, ethical jewelers, sustainable chandlers, local artists, zero waste champions, environmental charities, and loads more. Join the event on Facebook. And here is a poem for today, The Muscovy Duck by Henry Lawson. It is a wondrous thing to see and a wondrous thing to tell. Her ducklings know as much as ducks the day they leave the shell. That she is proud as proud can be is plain to any dunce. The little ducklings set to work to grow up ducks at once. And on a sunny winter's day, 'Tis a good thing for the eyes to see her waddle round and watch her ducklings catching flies. I love her for her waddle and her patience and her pluck, her wag of tail and nod of head, the quaint Muscovy duck. The Muscovy Duck by Henry Lawson. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that all animals want to live.